I feel like I've lost a lot of my creativity since when I was a little Mindy. I used to see a cardboard box and think, ah, cool, a fort, or a spaceship, or a stuffed animal bus. I didn't talk like that when I was little. It was probably more like, ah, cool, a fort, or a spaceship, or a stuffed animal bus. Wait, no, I didn't have like a lisp like that. It was probably like, radical. A fort, or a spaceship, or a stuffed animal bus. I went through puberty and my voice got deeper. That's what happened. Anyway, now I'll see a cardboard box and I think, oh, cool, a fort, or a spaceship, or a stuffed animal bus. But too bad, I'll never touch that cardboard box because someone is most likely living in it. Lately, I've been wondering what all the hype is about unicorns. I mean, aren't they just horses with a horn? Why don't we think rhinos are magical? Or platypus? That is a weird freak of nature. A platypus? They definitely don't get the magical attention they deserve. There should be more famous platypus. I'm not sure what the plural form of platypus would be. Maybe platypi? You know what's a funny word? Masks. It has to be plural, else it's not nearly as funny. But go ahead, try it. Say masks out loud, like, 10 times in a row. It starts being funny after about 4 times. And then by the time you get to 10, it's like you're speaking another language. I'm not going to say it out loud because I want you to have the joy of discovering how funny it is by you saying it, so go ahead, try it. Well, today is the day that most people have to pay rent. It doesn't sound very special, but when you think about it, it's something a lot of people have in common. Although I guess we also have eating in common. Like, today is the day everyone is going to eat at some point. Yeah, I guess paying rent is really not that special. It doesn't make me feel any closer to anyone else who's also paying rent. However, when I did pass the little box where I'm supposed to drop my rent check in today, there was this sign that said, I don't know, it was something along the lines of, contact Michelle for lost ring. I can only assume that this must mean that while someone was innocently dropping their rent check into the box, a scary ring-eating monster tried to swallow their hand. And while they pulled and pulled, trying to break free from the slobbery clutch of the monster's mouth, the ring off their finger slipped off, thus choking the monster, making him break the hold it had on their hand for 1 millisecond so they could pull it out, freeing them. And now, it seems its master, Michelle, has since dissected the monster's poo and found a ring in it, and assumes it must belong to some innocent person who is just trying to pay their rent on time. That's it. I'm not paying rent this month. I can't deal with the possibility of a slobbery monster biting off my hand. No way. You know what? I'll get my new friend Pablo the Platypus to do it, and he will defeat the beast and become famous for it. Or at least, I will find him a nice cardboard box to live in.